Blog Talk Radio. In the name of Allah. In the name of Amun, the Supreme, the All-Powerful, the one and only true Lord, and Amun, we trust, as the Republic of Mentalite, the real 144,000 is being gathered in this day and time, the Mentalists, the Amun race, the bright race. Good evening, I'm your host, the intellectual Nugan Mentari, and this is Mentalite Radio, and tonight we're going to be discussing why 144,000 have to be raised in America first and then around the world. First and foremost, before I start, can everybody hear me? I want to make sure everybody can hear me before I start. Let me know if I'm coming in clear. Okay. All right. I touched on this, but I wanted to do a definitive cast on this so there was a title when people went to go look for this cast. I touched on it briefly, but I want to, like I said, really go in full, you know, and full explanation for this. Just like you have this America, what's currently being called America, which is the oldest civilization, one of the oldest, if not the oldest civilization, that the Amun touched down on when it was all one Pangea. And they spread civilization here into the ancient Americas, into the middle East, Mesopotamia, places like that, Mesoamerica, meaning middle. Just like life sat down or projected down into these Pangeas, into these spaces where civilization started, this is where civilization goes forward from. Here in America, or this place currently called America, which is seen as a place to aspire to be, the place that people aspire to mimic and act like and be like, is an American model, right? And because things are usually quick to either happen here first or be popular here because of the many different people who have come to this country, based on the energy that this land has in it, the heritage and the history, starting with foremost our people, the same way our people fell here in this great land, the same way we fell here, we were put into slavery here. Because if you look and you always hear about the most terrible thing that happened to us was American slavery. I mean, they touch about the Arabs and the, you know, and other people who we fell into bondage under, you know, some of our people in the East. But technically, at this date, the American slave trade, having been a place where our people fell from power, fell from grace, and had everything taken away from them, civilizations replaced theirs, societies came in, people came in and replaced us, because this was the most major place we fell at, the first place we started at, bringing civilization throughout the world, right? Because America, what you're calling Mesoamerica, those civilizations, the Olmecs, the Aztec, those are the oldest civilizations. Those are the oldest civilizations. A lot of these civilizations, even Sumeria, is not as old as these civilizations. When I talked about coming down and spreading all over the planet, this was all one Pangea, one landmass. And what you're calling America was part of the Middle East. It was part of the Middle East. It was all one landmass. And they parted down. They came down in the middle of the landmass, and they set up civilizations. They built from the blueprint. And here's where our people expanded and became a mighty people, the true Americans, the ancient Americans, the real Americans, the Mesoamericans is what the white man calls us. And from there, we've been the foundation and the building block for everything going forward. And even still to this day, even still to this day, you tell me what other country is popular than more popular than America, and tell me what they're popular for. You tell me, I'll wait. Tell me any country that's more popular than America and that everybody's checking for. People are following behind America, and most expect and more directly, so-called black people in America. so-called black people in America set the trends. Why is that? Because we were the first people to start civilization going forward. It was not the so-called Africans, the tribal Africans. It was damn sure not the white man. It wasn't the Arab, wasn't the Asian. It was us, the Americans, the real Americans, the Mesoamericans. We started civilization going forward. We are the only real Americans, not the white man, not the Asian, not the East Indian. They are the false Americans, the fake Americans. See, because at one point in time, American meant something. It meant something when it came from our Mayan ancestors, the word itself. You see, it meant something strong, you see, fiery, powerful. Right? I think the term of it is the strong wind or something like that. I got to look at it again where it said from the word amariscus, because I gave a lot of different names, but you could tell with the word Amir, Ica, or Inca, that's from our people. That is from the ancient people, not from Amerigo Vespucci. And being a civilization started here with the ancient Americans, right? They know that civilization springs from this area, from the Americas. Why the oldest civilizations are here, the most vast laid out cities are here, vastly all over the place, but the most extensive building is in this side here in the Mesoamerica or in America. Right? And it is only right that the most greatest people, the most advanced people who were born and bred in America, North America, South America, the Yucatan, all that, all the way for thousands of years ago down to the mound builders who are on this side of North America building civilizations, right? It is only fair that because we fell here in this society and we went through the worst bondage in this society under the beast, it is only fitting that we be the first one risen again. So the first ones to rise and then fall will be the ones who will rise again. You see, because everybody talks about our treatment here in this society on the planet. Everybody talks about the American slave trade, the real American Holocaust, the American Holocaust, where the real Americans had their land, their name, their God, everything taken away from a so-called God. I hate to use the word God, but the Lord, a.k.a. the law, and all taken away from them. So we lost everything here. And we were allowed to go into the bondage of other people. You tell me, where else in the world does any place have any real influence but here in America? You name them all on the planet, no place. Not Africa, not Europe, not Asia, no place else. Everybody in these other places are trying to mimic America, and only because we're here. Even the so-called black people in other countries, in South America, in Africa, in Asia, wherever they're at, they're even trying to mimic us. Why do you think that is? Why are we not trying to mimic them? If they come first, think about this. If they all come before us and we just some hand-me-down Africans that they want you to believe, why are we copying the Africans? Other than them trying to get us to call ourselves African-American and pushing Pan-African on us, why are we ain't trying to copy their swag or be like them and whatnot? Why are they trying to be like us? We are the ones who didn't get away. We came out of Africa and we they descendants and all this other nonsense, which is a bunch of lies. Why are we not following them? Why, if they're the first people on the earth, the so-called African, all life started in Africa, then why ain't nobody following that, what they're doing in Africa? Why are they trying to be like us over here? Even the African women trying to be like the Mesoamerican women. The so-called African women are trying to act like y'all, act like they got swag and all this. They're trying to be like y'all. They're trying to be like you. Why do you think that is? Because we started civilization going forward. Civilization started with us, okay? And we're going to restart civilization again. That's why. We're going to restart civilization again. Notice wherever we start at here, going back to the old nation of Islam under the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to Dr. York, and even now to me, notice the evolution starts here in America, and it spreads out all over the world. Next thing you know, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had Muslims in England, Muslims in Africa, Muslims everywhere. There was Nation of Islam, you see. And they felt that message. It wasn't us Notice we wasn't joining no African movements. We wasn't joining no African movements. We ain't got no leaders from Africa. Where the leaders from Africa raising us up at? You tell me. I'll wait. Since they supposed to, so since we supposed to be following the Africans, the tribal Africans or whatever, and the ones who ain't tribal who over there, like I said, the ones who ain't tribal who over there, they Mesoamerican, man. We got a lot of Mesoamericans, a lot of Americans, bronze Americans living over there being told they Africans. You see, got a lot of bronze Americans being told they Africans. Somebody told you American is a nationality. American is a nationality that people want to claim. That's how powerful America is, or American is. The word itself is powerful. Why do everybody want to claim it? Why, when they come here, they want to be either Italian-American, they want to attach American on their name? Why don't they just come here and be just, I'm an American citizen from Italy? Why they won't say that? I'm Italian, but I'm a citizen of America. Why do they want to attach American onto their name? Why do they be Irish-American, Italian-American, African-American? You see, why do they want to attach American onto their name so badly? Answer, because this is a place of power. That's why. That's why. Think about it. They don't want to be in their country, see, because their country is dead. You know why it's dead? Because, see, the white man been over there longer than he's been over here. He's been in those countries longer, and he's been in rulership, and he's basically killed the vibration of those countries. Because, see, remember, before the so-called white man was in Europe, before he was over in Africa, before he was in Asia, any place, we was all over the planet, and we had everything going. We had everything popping. We had that serpentine government. We had pyramids, all this stuff going on all over the planet we had first. Then they came out of the caves, and they, you know, superseded us and took over after us, right? And then as you left, the Caucasians and the Asians and all these people in charge, the East Indians, then you start to see their civilizations start to crumble from within. Their civilizations start to go to a downfall. And then what they do, they start coming out of their civilizations and coming to wherever we are. They start we gave them Europe. We gave them Asia. And we basically moved and migrated into Africa. We already had America and Africa. We had all those places. Then we ended up from moving out of Europe, moving out of Asia. Then we was only in America and in Africa. Then what did the beast do? He came to wherever we was. He followed us. We didn't follow him. He followed us. Wherever we were, he followed us. Because wherever we are, he gets a recharge or a regeneration, and that brings him back to life. The minute you leave land or leave societies in his hands, they go to shit. They go right to shit. As soon as you leave a civilization in the hands of the white man, the Asian man, tell me I'm wrong, they go right to shit. So when he destroys his society, he comes looking for other societies. He comes looking for our society to destroy. That's why he brought his ass into America, because he knew he was here, all that, oh, in the new world, ain't nobody here. That's a load of bullshit. That's BS. He knew we was over here. They've been had people coming over here, you know, Asians, all those people coming over here, and they would tell people of the copper-colored people that was over here, the bronze, the copper-colored people with the woolly hair that was over here. They was talking about the Olmecs, the Aztec, and not even talking about the Olmecs. They don't even go back as far as the Olmecs. You're talking about maybe the Mayan. They started coming over here. They started seeing our people, because the first ones to come over was the Asians. They came over on the Bering, you know, across the Bering Straits and came over here. And when I told you that guy Ali Muhammad, I want to get that book he has when he was in Mexico. They have actual pictures of bronze men, right, so-called black men, in ancient Mexico, which is North America, with civilizations and societies set up, and it shows them arresting the Asians, putting them in jail or what looks to be penitentiaries, locking it, bound in their hands with rope and painting them with stripes and arresting them, you see. Taking them and putting them in prison or putting them to death or whatever they was doing with them, they have actual pictures of it, not something somebody painted. This is what the ancients painted. And they showed you who the criminals were. They showed you the people they were putting in handcuffs and subduing them, or ropes around their hands and painting stripes on them, which is where this term of stripes being painted on convicts. They used to show you back in the day, they showed you the stripes they was painting on people going to jail. That came from the ancient world, man. I think it was either the Mayan or the Aztec, and you could see they were bronze people. they were putting ropes around these people's hands who was Asian. They got Asian, the yellowish look. They got all the colors and the complexions correct. They had the yellowish Asian with the slanted eyes, and they was putting ropes behind their back, putting their hands in ropes. The white man didn't get over there yet, you see. And they were taking them and doing whatever they were doing, putting them in, confining them from somewhere, killing them. So that just goes to show you, we had our own penal system. We had our own law and order, our own police or a guardian, whatever you want to refer to them as, officers. We had that here in America. We had those ancient societies here. There was law and order because, again, I said, if we were governed by tribalism and chaos and confusion, there couldn't have been no civilizations over here as long as they were. There had to be a working order, a working structure. First working order and first working structure and government here on the planet that all people set forward, and everybody else followed us, even going back into the ancient world of Egypt and all those places. Those places are really not even as old as Mesoamerica. More building of the pyramids and cities and mounds and stuff over on this side than in those places, you see. So wherever these people went, they followed us. They followed us to copy us, to act like and become us, to step into our place. And this is what you see today. This is what you see today. It's the same thing going on as it was before. It's taking place again. You see, same thing. This is why our people are in the condition they're in today. They fell here in the society. That was the major loss for our people. The major hit was when we fell in our society. Like I said, we got thousands and thousands and thousands of years in this land before anybody got here. You see? So our energy is very much still on this. And like I said, nothing has changed to this day. You look in Asia, what all the Asians want to do, the Asian youth, they want to listen to hip-hop. They want to put... They got music playing in their clubs. They got hip hop playing in their clubs. They got R&B playing in their clubs. The old ones, they listen to jazz music. And whether it's done by a white man or not, it was still inspired by a so-called black man, a bronze man. So all that's our music. That's what unites people and gets them to socialize: music, style, things like that. You know. Fashion, that's what unites people. And all that's from us, man. All that comes from us. Nothing comes from the Caucasian. Only thing he did was copy us. All down to the American, the idealism of America and what it's supposed to stand for, that comes from us, man. That don't come from him. All of his, because again, where did George Washington and them come from? Where did they get a so-called democratic political system from? Where did that come from? They come out of England. They have a monarchy there. They have a king and queen there. There's no democracy there. So where they get the idea of democracy? And I don't want to hear this nonsense about, oh, they got it from Rome and Greece. No, they didn't. Because over there in Rome, Caesar was really no different than the damn king or queen. Caesar. That's another way of saying a king. That was a monarchy too. You see? So they come from monarchies, where the family and rulership, the families of kings and queens and princes, they come from that. So where all the democracy come from and the government come from? Where that come from? That came from us, because that's what was here. And that's what trickled down into what you call the so-called Indians, because they claim, oh, you know, they got this system of governing from the Iroquois Nation. The Iroquois Nation and all these so-called Indian nations are nothing but hand-me-down Mesoamerican society. They're nothing but black and Asians mixed that inherited our laws, our order, our structure, our music, all this stuff. That came from us playing drums and dancing around the drums. You know, ain't no goddamn Asians doing that. All that dancing around the drums and feathers in their hair and stuff like that. That's bronze people, man. That's all bronze people. All what you call the Native American customs is bronze people's customs. People call themselves, those mongoloids who call themselves Native Americans are not native to nothing. And you goddamn Israelites need to stop lying, talking about those are, they came from Israel. You a damn lie. The mongoloid Indians did not come from no Israel. They are Asians and East Indians, which is the same thing, East Indians and Asians. You see, they come from curry. They come from Sanskrit and curry, right? And Brahma, Vishnu, and Vishnu, and all these. That's where they come from. Okay, they don't all them feathers in their hair and making reference to a great beyond. Oh, that's Mesoamerican stuff, man. Again, that's nothing but Mesoamerican Mayan culture, Aztec, Inc. All that's our culture busted down into these people taking it and whatnot when the Asians crossed over and mixed their seed in, and all they did was take our customs and go forward with them. That's all. You see, that's why, and again, it's good that the so-called white man referred to those people as Indian. It's good. You see, those mixed race black and Asian, the ones with the dark skin and the slanted eyes and the straight hair, because they only called them what they seen. They saw them to be. They call them Indians. Indians, as in East Indians. That's not something because they thought they was in India. They saw people who look like East Indians. They know what East Indians look like. They liken the people who was here as to Indians or Asian. Because India, Asia, Asiatic, it was all the same thing. So the white man referred to them as Indians. And they noticed they never changed that. They never said, oh, no, we not no Indians. This is what we actually are. They still with the term Indian. Or they use the term Native American. But we're and ask the so-called Indian, okay, since you Native American, since you the first Americans, then what language does the word America come from? Ask the Indians that the so-called, when you see a so-called Mongoloid Indian, where does the word America come from? You see, and if he say Amerigo Vespucci, the white man, then that's not no goddamn native. That's not a native to America. That's a Mongoloid. If you don't even know that and you being called Native American, what does that tell you? How you going to be called a Native American and you don't even know where the hell the word America come from? And you can't even say it come from your people. You can't even tell me where your people come from, what race do your people belong to, because Native American is not a race. It's not a race. I told you, one of four things. Either you so-called black, so-called white, so-called Asian, or East Indian. That's it. So-called black, so-called white, East Indian, or Asian. One of those four you got to be. Anything else is a subclass or a mixture of those four. So where do those people come from? I just told you. You can look at their features and see where they come from. And the white man keep lying, trying to pass these people off, these Asians off as Native Americans. He's trying to pass those people off. They're not Native Americans. They look like straight-up Asians. The ones in the Polynesian Islands and all of those are Asians, man. The Polynesian Islands and all of them, those are not the real people of those lands. Those people who they call these are the Mesoamerican descendants. I'm like, that's really screwed up, man, that they would sit up here and hand a whole culture of our people over to these goddamn Asians, man. They hand our culture over to a bunch of Asians, a bunch of Asiatics. The Fiji Islands, all of those are Mongoloids, man. Those are Mongoloids, okay? Those are nothing but Mongoloids. They are not Native Americans. None of them are. All the feathers on their head, that is from bronze men. Even down to you telling them how they braid the so-called Indians braiding their hair. That comes from the Aztec and the Mayan. Who was braiding hair? You can't braid that straight animal fur, man. All that hair braiding come from our people. We the first ones to braid hair because we had the type of hair, the thick hair, where you could braid hair. When they show you the so-called Indian braiding hair or whatnot, those people, like I said, they copying from us. You can find the Mesoamerican equivalent to everything that's so-called Native American, where it came from first, the feathers in the hair, the moccasins, the sewing together, the leathers and all this other stuff, agriculture of this land. The agriculture, the architecture, that's all us, man. A lot of the architecture you see in places like Arizona, you think it's some kind of Mexican type of architecture, man. That's Mesoamerican architecture, man. All that, what you see, you think, oh, the Mexicans built it. All that stuff they learned from the Mesoamericans, man. All the stonemason work and all that, that's Mesoamerican. That's all Olmec, Aztec, Incan, Mayan. You can look at the the way those old civilizations, how the buildings were, the structures and whatnot, those were handcrafted. Those things were, like I said, you had to be a high level architect to do stuff like that. So they want to make you think the civilization started with the so-called white man here in America. That's what they want you to think. You see, that's what they want you to think. In all actuality, civilization fell when he came here. Real civilization fell. You see, and he brought his degeneracy here. And all he did was copy off of, that's why people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all these Caucasians came over here. They learned, they was amongst the ancient people, the native people, and they was learning their ways. And they adopted a lot of their ways. You see, this is when, like, the things got tribal, and our people who came from the Olmecs, the Aztec, the Inca, you had a lot of offshoots of these groups who went into these different sections in America and would set up mound cities, or set their own cities and set their own societies and whatnot on mound cities. So basically, like what you see a city, they would go in and found cities and set them up and build mound areas and things like that. They was doing stuff like that, man. They did that all in North America. You got a lot of mound cities here. They don't let them just make you think, oh, these societies was in South America and Yucatan and Mexico and Central America. No, they was here in North America too, a lot of them. You see, and it's coming out more and more. The first civilizations did start here. And civilization has to end here and restart here again, regenerate here again. Because the power of regeneration is here in these lands, in this land. Because our people came to power in this land, and we fell in this land. So what other place would be more appropriate for us to rise again? What other place would be more appropriate if not here? You tell me. You see, they don't want you to see it that way. Again, they want to keep on telling you that lie. They don't misplace our people. They want you to say that you're not the face of America, that you're not the real Native Americans. They want you to tell that. They want to keep telling that lie. They want to discard the Aztec and the Inca and the Mayan and the Olmecs. See, they want to disregard all that. You see, they want to make the American, the face of America, Caucasian and Asian. That's what they want to do. And keep telling you African. That's why people, like I said, notice as our people are waking up, people like these Pan-African Boule coons, like I said, their mission is not being accomplished. That's why they lose their mind. They not getting their backing no more. People like Umar Johnson, he trying to keep trying to push the whole Pan-African BS on people. He's steady trying to push the Pan-African BS. And nobody care about that Pan-Africanism no more. Y'all starting to wake up. Our people are starting to wake up and realize that we are American, not African. We are American. We are the only Americans here. The only Americans. The white man is not an American. If he can tell you he came from someplace else other than America, if he could trace his bloodline back to Ireland, to Scotland, to France, to Italy, then that means he's not American. How is he calling himself American? He already lying right in your face right there. He's lying right in your face right there. How you going to call yourself American if you trace your heritage back to another country? And that wherever you came from is what you are. You can't be Italian and come over here and I'm not Italian no more. I'm American. No, your name is Cataldo or Rizzuto and whatnot. I'm American though. No, you not. You Italian. Living in America. You Irish living in America. You Scottish living in America. You English living in America. You German living in America. That's not even real what they calling us African American. That's not even real. Because you can't even link us to no country. You just saying you African American. That's like saying European American. Why the white man don't use European American? Because it is inaccurate to claim that people come from a continent. You usually claim them as a people who come from a certain nationality. You don't claim them as continental people. That's nothing. That's basically giving people smoke, telling me I come from Europe or telling me I come from Africa or telling me I come from Asia or whatnot. That's telling you nothing. That's smoke. That's a bunch of smoke. Okay? That's not giving me anything. That's not telling me nothing. You give me the nationality. What's the nationality in which you say I come from? What is the nationality? What is the nationality in which you say I come from? It can't be Africa. Where in Africa? You supposed to, now you're going to tell me, they tell you, what the, here's what the whole African hoax thing. Okay. Y'all got all these slave ships that you claim you bought people from Africa on, but you don't know where you went into Africa to get all these slaves from. Because obviously you kept going to a certain place. You can't really name a specific place. All you say is the west coast of Africa. That's not good enough. You had to go to certain countries and get people. Okay? You had to go to certain countries. You don't, you know where your ships went if you claim you went into Africa and got all these people, which is a damn lie. Which is a lie. I told you they enslaved our people in America. They took the real Americans and put them in slavery. They took the real Americans and put them in bondage, forced into slavery. First told that, you know, y'all going to be indentured servants and things like that, and they put you in slavery. And then you had our people come over here with the English. Some of our people came over here with the English, you see. So what does that tell you? Our people were traveling all over. See, as Americans, we sailed all over. As Americans, you see, as Americans. Now, if y'all want to invoke other names like Israel and Kemite and all this other stuff, good luck with all that. But I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you something that's funny. The same way Amun has stood the test of time, Amun, the word Amun, has stood the test of time, and also America has stood the test of time, because America is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, the word America. Thousands of years old. You see, Israel, Egypt, and all these places, where are they at now? Where are they at now? Where are their cultures and civilizations and societies at now? Where are they at? Where's ancient Egypt at now? You got a bunch of dirty East Indians calling themselves Egyptian. A bunch of dirty Arabs, which are nothing but East Indians. That's all the Arabs are. The Arabs are nothing but East Indians and some bronze. And a whole lot of East Indians. That's really what your Arabs are. They nothing but East Indians and some bronze and you know, a little bit of Caucasian mixed. You see. But for the most part, they East Indians. Your Arabs. Your desert Arabs are nothing but East Indians. It's like your Mexicans are nothing but East Indians. You see. They're all Asians. All Asiatic people. But my point is, Amun and America have been here, and they're still here. You know, Israel's gone. Israel is gone. The customs and all that's gone, man. That's gone. The people even practicing it, they're not even practicing that stuff, right? It's gone. Notice all the religious beliefs and all their gods, all that stuff done fell, man. All those ancient societies and the things you talk about done fell. What it's all about, what still stands today. Amun still stands today. Still stands today. I just brought it to another level. But every time you say your prayers, you close off with Amun. Amun still lives today. Amun has stood the test of time. America, the word itself, has stood the test of time. You see? See, the white man, he took America. That's how powerful America was, the word itself and the people it came from. The white man took America and wrote it into the 20th century, into the 21st century. He wrote America into the 21st century. He wasn't, like I said, he had every opportunity to claim himself, oh, the Italian, the French. You know, he starts just totally obliterating where he came from to take on the word, I'm an American. Now he just, I'm an American. I'm an American. How do you get to be the face of America when there was people here who was already the Americans? That's like I said before, how are we going to go into Italy and say we the Italians? That would never be tolerated. People would look at us like we crazy. We the Italians, man. So why don't nobody look at the white man crazy when he come out, he American? Why don't nobody look at the so-called Asians as crazy when somebody say y'all not Americans, y'all not Native Americans, you East Indians. Say, tell them what they really are. You East Indians and Asians. The white man, you Caucasians, you cave dwellers, you people from Europe. And not even really from there, you from the mountains of Europe. America, it should be only for the people who were born and bred here, and that is you so-called black people who are falsely being called black, who are falsely being called African-American. You are the only real Americans here, the Mesoamericans. You are not Africans. Like I said, that's why nothing started in Africa. No big movement to raise our people started in Africa. Why not? Since they saying life started there, why ain't no big movement started to raise our people? Why haven't where the African leaders at? The real so-called tribal African leaders that's raising up to 144,000 to raise their people. Where they at? Where they at? Tell me where they at. Where these at? Since Kumar and all of them are talking about, oh, we African, mama Africa. Where the African leaders at to say, oh, you know what, Umar, you right. We here for our people. You are our people. Where they at? Where they at standing up for you? Where the African leaders at? Why they ain't raising nobody in their country? You know what your Pan-Africanist leaders are doing? You know what your African leaders are doing now? They're kissing the white man's ass. They're kissing the Asian's ass. They're kissing the Asian and the white man's ass. That's what they're doing. They're handing over their countries. They're handing over their women. That's what your Africans doing. That's what your Africans doing right now. They selling out their people, and they trying to get their black asses over here into America and try to act like you. That's what your Africans are doing. You see, that's what your Africans are doing. So much for Mama Africa. And you dumb niggas, how much you want to go over there and live amongst them. So they could turn around and treat you like shit, hand you their ass to kiss. You talking about running over to Africa. And they trying to run over here. They trying to be like you. And you trying to kiss, you trying to be like them. You see, that's what's really going on. That's what's really good, Mama Africa. But you niggas don't want to keep up this chanting this Mama Africa, Mama Africa, Mama Africa. But then why you here in America? Nothing, because you ain't nothing going on in Africa. Ain't nothing going on there. The only thing that's going on in Africa is the white man taking all their shit. That's what, and the Asian. They dividing up their resources. That's all that's going on. You see? Putting them on the stroll like a bunch of hoes and whatnot, and the white man, the Asian, dividing up they resources and they women. That's what's going on in Africa, in Mama Africa. You see? And if by chance you should go over there and you call yourself, tell much you at home walking around looking like a jackass with a dashiki on, like a lot of you American niggas do, you go over there to Africa with a dashiki on, they could tell you ain't from there. They could look at you and tell, and you usually become the damn mark. Them damn Nigerians and all them damn, because y'all ain't going to go. Y'all go to them safe African places. You don't go to Uganda where it's really dusty and over there with them goddamn tribal Africans. You don't go to them deep, dark parts, them deep parts of Africa where the real tribal Africans that you don't go there. You see, you go to the safe parts where it's more Mesoamerican over there living. You see, you go over there. Because you got some places over in Africa where they tribe the hell out. You got some place where they tribe the hell out over there. You see, they look like damn Dikembe Mutombo and Manute Bol. You don't want to go over there with them. They trying to come over here with you. They trying to get up under you. They've been trying to get up under you people here, the Mesoamericans. So they've been trying to get up under us because they know we are the chosen people, man. Once we set it off, when we start, our movements always shake the world, man. Our movements always get people motivated. Our movements. You see, our movements always get things popping. Our pain and suffering is always known the world over. You see? So that just goes to tell you that we have to be the first ones raised. It has to be us. Can't be nobody else. Let me take a call. 336, you're on
the air. Hey, Newman, let me ask a question. When it comes to, I don't know if you probably heard this before, about the Hebrew definition of America, or how they say Maruka. They all usually they Hebrew definition, they say the word America means the land of the big snake. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised if it do. I'm pretty sure. I'm not. I've never heard that. I've heard Amerisques, but what we do know is that the word America comes from the native people here, which was your Mesoamerican people. Your Mayans where the word America come from. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's attached to the word serpent or snake because, you know, these niggas, these Israelites, they don't understand the Bible and they don't understand the significance of the serpent and what it really meant. So they tend to go with the Christianized Catholic understanding of Adam and Eve and God and the Bible, because that's all they're quoting from is some Christianized, spiritual, watered-down, Catholic-inspired version. That's all these Israelites know them quoting from. That's why, if you notice, they don't just accept the Old Testament, which is supposed to be the Hebrew stuff. They also into the New Testament as well. People named Timothy and Mark and Luke, and I'm like, this is Greco-Roman stuff that they accept and that they call it Israelite teaching.
Yeah, word. Because I remember one guy I chat with. He was actually one of them Hebrew Israelites, and he was now. You got two parts. If this is true, now you got like two parts of the definition of the big snake. Because like you said, you know, the Mesoamericans, they probably realized that they had some type of reptilian type of vibe, and they probably named it, you know, the land of the big snake. And then, you know, you got Hebrew Israelites that thinking that since the white man's in rulership and he's a snake, and they, you know, call it the land of the big snake. So I see it in two ways.
I mean it has significance and whatnot, but a lot of times them guys, a lot of their understanding comes out of this hate whitey and the white man's the devil and all that. That's a lot of it, you know, and the serpent is the evil one, the devil in the Bible, and that's the white man and all this other stuff. They don't even understand none of that stuff. They don't even understand what they're reading out of the Bible, because these guys, they don't got the Christian watered-down version of everything, so everything with them is spiritual. So they are, you know, under that program, that spiritual program. This is why they still with the Jesus nonsense and the New Testament. That's all Greco-Roman stuff, and that's all Roman Catholic Christian-inspired narrative. None of that is real.
Word. I appreciate it, Nubin.
All right. Yeah, because this is the land of the serpent, the land of the turtleback, all the reptilian names you can call it, because this place goes back to the time of the reptilians and our people walking in these areas and whatnot, and dinosaurs and things walking this land, big amphibious creatures and reptilians, and our people walking the land and whatnot and moving in alignment with those people, because we were rough people back then. You see, we were rough people back then. So we moved in alignment as such. We were rough people. We were stronger people. And like I said, our civilizations and societies were vast here. And we were networked with one another around, because we were traveling from place to place. Again, they want you to believe that our people are primitive and tribal people, that we come from that. But, you know, the reality says much different than that, way more different than that. The reality says something else. You see, they want to try and lump us together as all so-called black people, this, that, and the third. So in other words, they'll look at the tribal Africans, look at how primitive they are, and they want to say, oh, you just like those people because y'all kind of resemble those people. No, that's like saying, okay, forget about all the white people that accomplished something. We're going to go to the trailer park or the trailer park, and we're going to pick them white people to represent everybody. That's what they want to do with us. Like, they don't want you to think that we came from anything other than a society full of tribal and primitive people. This is what they want you to think of when they see so-called black people, tribal and primitive. You see? And for the most part, you so-called black people have become tribal and primitive. That's why y'all still talking this primitive nonsense about being individuals and gang and all that, you know, individuality. This one against that one, and we are own gods, and we ain't one monolith and all that other BS. That's primitive talk. That's primitive tribal talk. Individuality is nothing but primitive tribal talk. You see? Primitive tribal talk. See, because advanced people, extended people know that in order for us to move forward, we have to move together collectively. See, intelligent people know that. Primitive people, that, oh, it's all about me. It's what, you know, what I want to do in my, I. That's why the white man didn't have these civilizations in the beginning, because they were primitive and they tended not to be, and they tended to be tribal in their, you know, in their existence as a people. They didn't start trying to come together and learn to come together until they saw all people in civilization working together and working in unison. But prior to that, they was the original niggas. They was the original niggas, the original uncooperative, degenerate niggas. Your white people were your original niggas, the original hood people, ghetto people, that they want to try to attach. Or I told you, they always try to attach their degeneracy to us. They was the first hood people, the first degenerates, the first thugs, thieves, and robbers. That was them. That wasn't us. They want to hang their filth on us, like how they doing right now. Why they, how they trying to make the face of homosexuality black men now, so-called black men. The new face of homosexuality is the so-called black man. The new face of lesbianism is the so-called black woman. The new face of AIDS is black men. And the new face of COVID is black men. All that. Prior to that, they were telling you it was Asian and everything else. Now all of a sudden it's black men. You see, they always change the narrative, man. And y'all go for it. Same way we knew we was native. We knew we was Native Americans, that we was born here, that we were the real Americans, that we were the descendants of the Aztec, Inca, Mayan, and all those Native people here, that we were the first people here. Then the white man come, and next thing you know, we African. We African American. Next thing, we black people. All kind of made up shit. That don't even define us. We'll be right back. American Radio will be back next week at 7:30 next Saturday, 7:30. So Mezzo American Radio, look forward to it. We'll be right back on 7:30. All right, let me take a call. 437, you're on the air.
Hey, Zach, this is Seth Z. I called in to ask about when you talk about, you say how civilization started in America, like the first civilization started in America. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, but my thing is, I'm just trying to understand, right? What I notice about everything that's been happening, you have certain people, certain groups of people, carbonated people, trying to evolve, but they're always getting chopped down. And I'm not trying to say that the people in Africa and how they're acting is right now. It's obviously whack, but that is happening all over the planet, right? You have people in America acting whack. You have people in Africa acting whack. People in the islands acting whack. But I do know that whenever they try to rise up, because there's been tribes and empires in Africa, so-called Africa, that have been trying to rise up, but they've been chopped down. Same thing with the Aztecs, right? So my thing is, how could we go off 1,000 years of saying this place is the only this place is where civilization first started, when this planet has been here for like 3 billion years, or it's been here for a long time. So my thing is, how can we go based off that only 1,000 years or a couple thousand years?
It's more than that.
Okay.
Because even when you're talking about millions of years or whatever in the span of time and the course of civilization, so you're dealing with civilization. There were civilizations here older even than that. I'm saying thousands of years. You know, that offset me from saying it, but where civilization started, when our people sat down here on Earth and we planted the civilizations here, starting and moving out in different places. It's no coincidence that America, even in this day, right, in these days, is the premier place where everything mimics and people mimic everything from here. So even those older places where you're telling me people in Africa was doing this or people tried to do that, the only real place you see where people are coming together and having a form of consciousness and whatnot about themselves and sparking something and going forward is here in America. I don't see any African leaders leading up anything, not even amongst their people. I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about what they tried to do or what they was, you know, I'm talking about people who actually was doing it here in America. So I'm not, it's beyond just time. It's about who is leading the cause now, right now, and why this country is so popular. All right?
Okay, what's that?
All right. Because I put the question out there, where are all these African leaders at now? And like I said, whenever something starts here in America, the teaching goes out to everybody. When they teaching something in Africa, 9 times out of 10 or certain parts, they keep it amongst themselves. They ain't giving that out. They ain't teaching none of their tribal stuff over here. They ain't teaching none of their culture. And do you see any Africans, since we're supposed to be African so much, do you see any African people coming over here and saying, you know what, I'm going to teach my people about their African culture. I'm going to teach my black people in America about African culture and their true heritage. Tell me who doing that. Tell me who coming over from Africa doing that. I'll wait. Tell me. Tell me who raising up in Africa and saying, I'm going to raise 144,000. I'm going to raise 144,000 from Zaire or Ghana or Nigeria or West, you know, wherever. Uganda. Where they coming at? And we going to come over here into America and teach our, I'm going to teach my African-American brothers and sisters. Where that's happening at? It ain't never happened. But people, when Elijah Muhammad came with the Nation of Islam teaching, you had people in Africa, people in the West Indies that was joining the Nation of Islam in England, the UK, they was joining the Nation of Islam. When Dr. York was doing what he was doing, people were joining from Africa all the way into Sudan, all the way into Haiti and Ghana and all them places. You had people joining for what Dr. York started here in America first. Now it's doing the same thing because we got members in the UK. We got a couple of members in Germany. So it's gradually growing. So this message was homegrown here in this society. The evolution of our people is going to start here in this society because the evolution and the civilization that we built started here. I don't care what they was calling this before, whether they called it nothing. Like I said, the energy is here in this land and here in this land. And like I said, wherever you see the most energy radiating from a place where you see people starting movements and starting societies and things like that, And organizations, and it's spreading out from there, like what you've seen here, then that tells you, hell, Marcus Garvey, let's go for example. Notice Marcus Garvey had to come into America to get his thing going. Why he didn't get it started amongst the Jamaicans? Why didn't Garvey get the Pan-Africanism popping amongst the Jamaicans? You know why? Because they was a bunch of toms, and they weren't trying to hear none of that stuff Garvey was talking about, so he had to get from amongst the Jamaicans, and he had to come over here into America. He had to get the hell from up over in Jamaica. And he came into America with that. And what happened? It blew up here in America. So that just goes to show you who's going to be the first ones to be raised, man. The ones who want to be raised. The ones who got put through the most hell. Because a lot of these people, like I said, even though our people over there in Haiti was out here fighting the so-called white man and fighting for their freedom, now look at you niggas now over there in Haiti, man. Y'all a bunch of goddamn coons. You Haitians are a bunch of fucking coons, man. Raw and uncut. You Haitians are coons. You love white Jesus. You love the fucking Pope. A lot of you niggas are Catholic. You see? Yeah, Marcus Garvey was an agent. He was a Boule coon. Yeah, he was. But my point being, yes, he was. But my point being is that he was able to put out a message of unification for our people, and our people ended up gravitating toward that. Because he knows if you want to get something popping amongst the so-called black people, start it in America, and it's going to spread all over the place. That's my point. That's my point. You want to get something going and run, that's going to catch on to everybody, then like I said, you start it here in America. You see? That's how you do that. You see what I'm saying? And get it started here. Garvey was able to come here and start stuff because that's the mindset. And that's, like I said, we are a people that are proactive in doing stuff. Wherever you hear about movements taking place, whether it be civil rights or anything, our people, it's felt here in this society first and foremost. And it's felt all around the world. So like I said, whenever anything happens with our people here in this society, like I said, it makes its way around the world. It makes its way around the world when anything happens with our people. You see? It starts from here and makes its way around the world. The next thing you know, like I said, we somewhere and we doing and we achieving things, like I said, and next thing you know, people, our knowledge makes it around the world. Next thing you know, other people, our people in other places, they clicking up with it. They connecting with it once we get things going. Notice nobody said, oh, when they was joining the Nation of Islam in the UK, when they was joining the Nation of Islam in parts of Africa, when they was joining the Nation of Islam, and wherever, you know, you had Nation of Islam pretty much everywhere, wherever so-called black people was, you had a group of people who was feeling what Elijah Muhammad was saying and became a part of that. So what does that tell you? That the true people will gather here and the message will go out from here and it will attract the masses. Who it's supposed to attract. You see? Whenever something goes out from here, it attracts the masses. Like I said, now, again, all the Pan-African talk, I ain't seen no African leaders come over here and I ain't seen no African leaders start nothing over in their country, make it pop, and next thing you know, oh, we running with them. You show me who. Just tell me who. Anybody, since you Pan-Africans want to come up here, which I'm pretty sure you guys will come in the comment section, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, well, that ain't true, brother. You see, a lot of our African well, show me where these African leaders at. Don't tell me about Patrice Lumumba and all them other people and over there and wherever they in the Congo. Where they got Patrice Lumumba and all them. Man, listen, man. The beast was using them people, man. The beast was using them people. You know? And when he couldn't use them no more, he put them to death. But ain't nobody wasn't following no Patrice Lumumba. They was like, yeah, they was like feeling Patrice like he was cool, but then wasn't nobody, he had no real movement. Wasn't nobody following him. You see? Again, it's not no shot at them and whatnot, but like I said before, you can start sitting up here talking about you got to move into some knowledge for the world. You got to raise your own people. You got to be able to raise your own people. Garvey couldn't even raise his own people. He had to come over here into America and get with the Yankees, as y'all said. You make you Yankee boys and Yankee girls. We had to go with the Yankees. You see? So what does that tell you? That the chosen people are here. The chosen people are here. And the extension of the chosen people are all over the world. But they're here first and foremost. In other words, that transmission has to hit here first and raise the elect here. And then it will go around the world and get to everybody. And everybody who is in alignment with it are going to come into alignment with it collectively as one mind, one body, and one soul of people after the order of Amun. That's how that's going to be. You see, a lot of people, like I said, they're not really feeling that whole mindset of, you know, the tribal thing and whatnot. The intelligent ones of our people, they know we the ones that have to come together. And a lot of these places over there, in these other societies, it's a real cutthroat mentality over here. I mean, you Negroes, you got a cutthroat mentality in America, but y'all a little more better, more of you than coming together at coming together. Whereas in these other societies, it's really a lot of cutthroat individual mindset here. You see? That's what it is here. That's what it is in a lot of these other countries where so-called black people are. And, of course, the beast, they allow the beast to come into their countries and divide them up and put them on a whole tribal thing. And, like I said, they fed into that, and they sell each other out today. That's why you look in their country. Like I said, it's one thing to have a country that's yours and known, and that is known as yours. It's one thing to have a country that is yours and is known as yours, and you having somebody come in and you're supposed to be your country and you having people take it in front of you, even though that would happen with us. But see, here in America now, we're not really known as the Americans. We're known as African Americans and all kind of the nonsense to be said about us, but we're not known as the real Americans, the Native Americans, the only Americans, the Mesoamericans. Now, that reality is coming out. That reality is coming out. You see, these people had time to be from Ghanaian and Nigerian and Ugandan and wherever else they come from in Africa. You see, they had time to be all those things. And they had their own country. And then what happens? The so-called white man comes over there, comes over, and he just basically takes what's theirs in their own country. And he still let them call themselves what they are. But like I said, he runs their country. The white man, he wanted America so bad, he made sure he pushed our people to the side and took over the whole thing. That's all he did. He pushed our people to the side and took over the whole thing and renamed himself an American, made himself American. And he told a lie so much, they got on code together and lied so much and buried our history so much that when I tell you what the true history is or the true heritage is, y'all think I'm lying. Some of you, y'all think I'm lying. I said we're the only real Americans. You see, when I say we're the only real Americans and whatnot, an American being a nationality like Italian, like French, like German, American is a nationality like Ugandan. Like I said, the only real Americans is us because we didn't come from no place else. If we could, trust me, if they could send us back to some place that we came from, they would. But they can't because, again, they would have to go and prove we come from these places, and they can't make up that much lies. They can't lie that much. You see, they can't make up as many false birth certificates and phony documents and things like that. So trust me, if they knew we actually came from someplace, they would tell you where we came from. They would tell you exactly where you came from, where your heritage goes back to. They don't want you to know, again, that your heritage is not in Africa. They don't want you to know that because Africa has been designated as a place to rape, rob, pillage, and exploit the people. Same here, way here in America, but like I said, the white man could put on the American face and act like that's not what really happened. He can play the we was white people that came over here to America and we saw the Native Americans. We didn't kill anybody or slaughter anybody or poison people or put on them? No. See, we came and bought $20 and bought some land in Manhattan. It's like BS. We gave them $24 from Manhattan, and we made some fair deals. And we just bought the land, and we gave them. What the fuck are they going to do with $24? What would they do with $24? You see, 24 coins of paper. What are they going to do with it? Buy some tobacco? What are they going to do with that? You know, I mean, just even that whole term now, you could tell that's a load of BS. Somebody going to give you paper for land, for property to grow, and they're going to give you paper. Okay. And this is why foolishness and stupidity and ignorance amongst our people must come to an end, because the white man, he makes this stuff up as he goes along. He makes up this nonsense as he goes along. $24 for some land, some paper. You know, okay. Now he must have really just thought our people was a bunch of jackasses. Bunch of idiots. Maybe they was dealing with the mongoloids. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
there are two civilizations that are considered to be timeless and are still being talked about today in this society, and that is ancient Egypt and ancient Mesoamerica. Ancient Egypt, right? Those societies, like I said, ancient Egypt and Mesoamerica. And they don't talk about Greece. They don't talk about Rome and Greece and all that. They don't have any studies on Rome and Greece and all the societies the white man supposedly comes from. They don't notice they don't have any real studies on that. You have so-called scientists, archaeologists in them, building whole systems of education around our heritage and culture. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? They're not building any heritage, no science or anything around East Indian teachings or Caucasian teachings or Asian teachings. They're more interested in what we did in the ancient world. The white man is more interested in what we do in the ancient world, just like he's more interested in what we do in the modern day world. You see? That's why. You know? He's more interested in that. He's more interested in what we do in the modern day world, just like he was interested in what we do in the ancient world. They're more interested in that. Okay? So keep that in mind. You see, that tells you everything. That tells you everything. They know exactly who and what we are and why they're so fascinated with our ancient society. And notice Egypt, as great as they try to make Egypt tell you, they tell you it is, Egypt mirrors Mesoamerica. And the drawings, the paintings, the architecture, everything, it mirrors that. Think of today. Like, and notice, I'm going to show you something else they do. The Israelites, you guys do the very same thing. You will say that America, and even the people in the Bible, America is the new Egypt. Notice they say that America is the new Egypt. Now, you see the white man, he put Egypt. Egypt is prominent in his Bible. Egypt is where everything is centered around in the Bible, the so-called Israelites and all these different people. All their stories are centered around ancient Egypt. All the Old Testament stories and all that is centered around Egypt in some way, shape, or form, whether it's the story of Jesus, Moses, and all that prophets, you know, after the so-called flood story of Noah. Everything is based around Egypt after that, right? And Mesoamerica is older, it is older than ancient Egypt. Told her. So what was they saying if they keep likening America unto Egypt? And they'll say that, you know, like America, you know, everybody looks to America today and they likening it unto Egypt, how it was in the yesteryear. So that just lets you know what civilization was considered the strongest, the greatest. And over here as well. That shows you. They don't make comparisons for nothing. You see, you don't build whole systems of study around societies or civilizations for nothing. Because, again, when they talk about Egypt, that's all of the serpentine societies and dynasties all over the world. Egypt is just a euphemism for all of our ancient serpentine societies around the world, be it in Mesoamerica, Egypt, in certain parts of Europe and Asia, all over. All over where you find the serpent, the dragon, the reptilian, all that's in our ancient culture. This is all ancient stuff. And I was saying 1,000 years, keep going back. Keep going back. You see, we was the first to do it here and then every place else. This is all an outreach and stretch into different societies. But again, you got to stop going by the white man's narrative because he's a liar. But he'll tell you the truth in that he will let you know which civilizations he worships, which civilizations he puts up on a pedestal. He don't even put his own civilization up on a pedestal. He don't put Greece and Rome up on a pedestal. You don't see any Romanologists or Greekologists. You see Egyptologists. You see, why would they have to put all that energy into creating a whole system of carbon dating and, you know, all the so-called science around it and have to go about bleaching out people and lying about their images and things like that? if these were not great people, if this was not the foundation of the world that these people were teaching. Here it is. They don't totally change the image of these people. They didn't go out of their way to do that no place else. Why? That lets you know what was first and therefore prominent on the earth. That lets you know. You see, people's actions tell you everything about how they see things as important. Their actions tell you everything. You see, people's actions tell you everything. You see, forget what they say to you. Their actions tell you what they really think, what they really worship and look to. They tell you that. So, like I said, they tried to bury Mesoamerica. And again, this ain't about, again, this is not about going back in the past or getting us to focus on the past, because we know where we came from. But like I said, it's important to ask the question and answer the question. It is important to ask and answer the question, which is, where and why does all of the 144,000, in order for the 144,000 to be raised, why does it start here in America and not no place else? Even you so-called Israelites, your Israelite teachings started where? Not in Israel, they started in America. Why did it start in Israel, right? Since you guys are Israelites, why didn't your teaching start in Israel? You see, why didn't you find some so-called black Jew or black or some Israelite from Ethiopia or somewhere in the Middle East? Why didn't he start your teachings? Why did you guys have to come? Why did you guys have to be born here in America and start an Israelite teaching here? If it's all about Israel, why is Israel founded here in America? I'd like to know that. Why did Israelite teaching have to get popped off in America? Why is all the movements come out of America to talk about the raising of our people? Why did all the movements come out of here? Answer, because life is here. Life is here. That's why everybody wants to come here. Everybody ain't trying to run to Africa and live. Ain't nobody always trying to run to China and live. Ain't nobody trying to run up into Europe and live. Everybody want to run over here. Because of us. And the only reason they ain't running over in Egypt, because these dirty ass Arabs over there, and they practicing their Islam and whatnot. But trust me, if you know, they can't go over in Egypt like that no more. You see, that's the only reason people don't want to go live over there. But Egypt was the land of its day, and so was it wherever our people were. Wherever our people were, and where we went out and we spread our energy toward and created society, that it all started from here. It started from here because, keep in mind, this was all one landmass. And obviously, the first landmass in which we sprang out and started doing these things was part of a major, major continent, because America, North America, South America is part of a Pangea of major continental shift and the foundation of things. America is obviously a part of that, obviously. They tell you, the beast tell you himself, ain't no civilization older than this here in America. He named at least two of the civilizations here in Mesoamerica, in the ancient Americas, that was the oldest civilizations. And all the civilizations he really named was our civilizations. He didn't name, he tried to throw Greece and Rome in there, but those civilizations are not old. They're not. You see? Yeah. You had, like you said, in the ancient world, you had immigrants coming to Egypt. Exactly. You had immigrants coming into Egypt. That's why you had all them different faces that was over there over time. You had different faces. You had different people flooding Egypt, immigrants coming from all over the place to live in Egypt. That's why you got people in Egypt who had faces that looked like they Asian over there. You had people was African over there. You had people that was damn white over there. You had different people that came over time to live there, just like wherever our people at, people going to come. Tell me what places our people are not, that people have not come and inhabit our lands. Wherever we are, people come to where we are. Wherever we are, we brought the white man to America. You see, we brought the white man to America. He didn't come here. If he thought this was really some land where was nobody at and it was harsh, that he wouldn't came over here. He came over here because he heard about our people over here. That's why they came to America. Don't believe that lie that, oh, it was just they just took a chance and came over here and it was a venture and, you know, they just wanted to leave their home. First of all, if you're going to leave some place that you know, whether it be messed up or not, but you know that place, to go someplace else where you don't, you claim you don't know what's going to be over there, what's going to happen. Come on, man. That's a load of BS, man. I don't know nobody that would do nothing crazy like that. We don't know if it's all kind of jungle there. We don't know if it's all kind of brush there. I can't grow no food here. Nah, man. No. They knew when they came over here there was people here. They knew our people were here. Okay? They knew when they came over there was people here, people living here on this land. And obviously, it was the mindset, okay, well, these people live here. They're not really they're not really fighting about, oh, this is their land and we can't live here. They're not saying anything, so we might as well just start living here and then start basically taking land. And next thing you know, let's get the government together. Let's start Voltroning together and let's become white people and let's take over the whole land. Let's start taking these people and putting these people over here, and we're going to take all their land and we're going to keep it for ourselves. And that's the way America is born, the government. They always come around our people. You can't escape that. They can't escape it. They always come around us, around our people. They always come around us. They will continue to come around us, you see, because they know who we are. Y'all don't know who they are, but we know who they are and why they will always find their way around us. Why the elect have to be raised in America is because this is a powerful continent. This is a powerful continent of life, because our lives, our blood, our souls is in this land. And it attracts people. Wherever you see, like I said, whenever you see white people someplace and whatnot, like I said, in whatever country, ain't nobody trying to go there. Ain't nobody, oh, I'm about to move to Ireland, y'all. Get it popping over in Ireland. Or I'm about to move to, you might see some niggas out there, I moved to France and whatnot. But that's because they had to make for France seem like it was more than what it was. And it's really not, from what I hear. It's not all that. You see, they had to make these things, these places more than what they were and make them appeal to you. But it's our people being someplace that attracts people. It's like like I said, it's that magnetic appeal that will pull our people together, the 144,000. Here in this society, and again, these people who talking otherwise, who claiming otherwise, like I said, you Israelites, go over into Israel and get it popping. You should be able to go over there, because there's a lot of black people over in Israel. Why don't you go to Israel and get it popping in the land of Israel? It's the same thing here in America. It's the white man's in charge over there, just like he is over here. So what's the difference? I would think you would want to be in your homeland where things is kosher or somewhat kosher. You could at least be in your homeland of Israel, where y'all say y'all from and where the Lord going to put y'all back. Y'all might as well start, setting up shop now. Why don't y'all go to Israel try to live over there? Y'all ain't going to do that. You're going to stay your ass right here in America. And when y'all get pressed to ask what is your nationality, you niggas going to say y'all American and give y'all American names, y'all Caucasian names. But you will say you American. You won't say you Israelite. So cut it out. Because if you feel that way, then go to Israel and live. And if black people in Israel right now, go to Israel and live. If you claim you African and you pan-African, go to Africa and live. Why are you still in America? Please tell me. If you so-called Pan-African, why are you still in America? Please tell me. I know I'm Mesoamerican. I know I'm American. Mesoamerican. That's why I'm here in America. We where we supposed to be. You see, we where we supposed to be. You see. And this is where the evolution of our people starts. Here in America, where we stood the highest at one time on the planet. You see, where people came from all over to be trying to come amongst us. People crossing whole regions and crossing the Bering Straits, Caucasians crossing the seas to come around us. Don't let them believe, again, the narrative that our people was walking around with spears and we was walking around all uncivilized and things like that. That's a bunch of lies, man. That's lies. Why would you come to a land with people walking around like that, ready to kill you, every man walking around with spears? And why would you come to a land like that? No, you came to a place where you heard it was intelligent, peaceful people, growing land and things like that. They heard about that, the dark-skinned people, they over here. And, you know, of course, the white men say, oh, they're primitive, though, which means, which translates in their language is, oh, these people are easy to take advantage of. They're primitive. In other words, they're not savages like y'all. They more likely to be more friendly with you, and they have a lot of resources, and they living good, and they growing food, and their food is plentiful there. So why don't we as white people bring our dirty asses over here and bring rats and roaches and diseases with us and poison the land like we always do? Hooray! There you go. So let me go ahead and read this question before we get out of here. Why the 144,000? Why does the 144,000 have to be raised first here in America and then all over the world? Because civilization started here. Don't let nobody fool you. All that out of Africa theory is just that, an out of Africa theory. And that's really about the creation of the human race in Africa. All right? Civilization started here. It will die here and be raised here again. And then all around the world. Because everything, if you notice, everybody wants to follow the American narrative, whether you know it or not. I don't care where you are. What is America? America is the place of civilization, part of a mass continent of ancient civilizations, serpentine societies, and things like that, all linked as one Pangea. You see? Well, civilization here first, yes, it was, as part of that Pangea, part of that, as they say, the supercontinent, where pyramid structures and societies were built, mounds and all this place, civilizations were built. Will the next civilization start here? It is starting here. Yeah, it is. It's going to continue right where this left off. Like how they showed you in that movie Planet of the Apes. I just had to go there for a second, where they showed you the apes had a section off in their society where they didn't have people go at, and in that section where people was caught, marked off at, they showed you the Statue of Liberty in the damn desert somewhere. They showed you the Statue of Liberty in the damn desert. Okay? That's what they showed you. All right? Does this have to do with our Mesoamerican heritage? Yes, of course it does. It does. But that's it. We're going to close out in the name of Amun by the power of Amun. And Amun we trust. And Amun we think. And Amun we continue forward forever. I am the intellectual Nubia Minkari. This has been Mentalect Radio. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow night at 10. Good night.
Easy to when I'm in calling out calling out to you. When I'm in calling out to you.
When I'm in calling out to you. When I'm in calling out to you. When I'm in calling out to you. When I'm in calling out to you.